The sports desk at the Columbus Dispatch presents the Buckeye Extra Basketball Podcast.
With your host, Ohio State basketball beat writer Adam Jardy.
Brandon Batista, give me the rock. Here it goes. Up, up, and away. Slam jam, bam. And now he does a little dance.
Now, the Buckeye Extra Basketball Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Adam Jardy from the Columbus Dispatch. Today is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022, and it's my official duty to welcome you into episode 275 of the Buckeye Extra Men's Basketball Podcast. Welcome to Jubilation City. Welcome to the Jardy minivan, site of our second podcast in 3 days. That's right. It's Wednesday night. I'm getting ready to head to the Bahamas in the morning for Ohio State's foreign exhibition trip. But before we get there, Ohio State landed some pretty significant recruiting news earlier today, and hopefully by now you've read my story on dispatch.com and buckeyeextra.com. But today, at a press conference that was scheduled to start at 2:30 and then some technical difficulties pushed things back about 15 minutes or so, Pickerington Central small forward Devin Royal, a four-star recruit in the 2023 class, announced that he was committing to Ohio State, giving the Buckeyes three commitments now in the class and moving them into the number five spot in the 24/7 Sports national recruiting rankings. This commitment gives the Buckeyes three players, all from Ohio: George Washington III, who's playing at Dayton Chaminade Julienne this year, number 60 nationally; Devin Royal, number 73 nationally, number two player in the state behind Washington; and Austin Parks, a four-star center from St. Mary's Memorial, is listed at 105 nationally and number five in the state. Devin picked Ohio State from a list of three finalists: Ohio State, Michigan State, and Alabama. But as we will discuss as I go through this podcast, and by the time you listen to this, the story will be up. Ohio State kind of did start to solidify itself here recently, and ultimately it did sort of come down to Ohio State, Michigan State, but Ohio State won out. Feels like within the last couple of weeks, for sure, and during Peach Jam, Ohio State really seemed to outdistance everybody else. So that story is up on BuckeyeExtra.com and Dispatch.com by the time you hear this, but we're going to go through what the press conference was like, a couple of things that I learned, and then I sent out a text later this afternoon asking for some thoughts and some insight. Like, what do you all think about Devin Royal committing to Ohio State? So I'm going to get into some of your thoughts here and try to keep this from running too long, because it's a pretty early wake up tomorrow, and then a flight to Charlotte, and then a flight to the Bahamas. So we're going to get into everything here in a moment. Before we do, I want to remind you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google, and wherever else you enjoy the finest of podcasts. If you subscribe, you'll automatically get the newest ones as soon as our man Patrick Flaherty, the Podfather, is able to publish them. While you're subscribing or downloading, please leave a review, please click 5 stars, and as always, please consider telling a friend. So, the day started, or rather the press conference started, in room 115 at Pickerington Central High School, where Devin was flanked by his mother on his right, Shannon Cornell, his father, Daryl Royal, on his left, and then further to the left, his brother, Tresden Royal, further to his left, so on the other side of Devin's father. The press conference, it was interesting because they were trying to get some things sorted out. He was live on Instagram Live with Paul Biancardi, and the audio was kind of coming in and out. It seemed like maybe they could hear him for a second, and then when it was clear that it wasn't working, you could hear Biancardi talking to the studio audience or the people that were watching and asking them questions, just keeping them going. Like, where do you guys think Devin Royal's going? And he read it, and then like it kind of faded out for a minute. And then you heard someone had sent in a comment, and he read this out loud, said, "Devin Royal, come on, come to Michigan State." And we heard that actually twice. And then the audio went out, and then shout out to the tech people at Pick Central, because they really put some work in and really made sure it took them a little bit of time. They made sure that it worked and that it all came together. So once we got the audio going, there was kind of a short back and forth between Devin and Biancardi, where he asked him, first off, he started by telling Devin that According to Synergy, you were the third most efficient scorer in the EYBL among guys that took 10 shots or more, or 12 shots or more, excuse me. And then they started asking him questions about what's important to you. He said, I would say relationships are probably the most important, which coaches gave me the most love, supporting me throughout my journey. He asked him, how would you describe your game? He said, three-level scorer, versatile, do whatever the coach needs me to do for us to win. And then from that point, he turned it over to Devin. And Devin was wearing you couldn't tell what shirt he had on. He had like a zip-up hoodie on. And the same went for his family members. And he had three hats on the table. He said, I'd like to thank all my family, all the coaches who recruited me and everything. But after that, I would say I'm committing to The Ohio State University. And he put the hat on. He showed the Ohio State shirt that he was wearing. His family members were all wearing Ohio State shirts as well. It was neat in the room at that moment because there were people who were genuinely in the dark and genuinely shocked by that. Like, pleasantly surprised, but I heard audible gasps from people that they were just so happy that Devin was staying home. Biancardi said, that's worth the wait. Columbus native Devin Royal commits to Chris Holtmann and the Buckeyes. And they talked for just a short period of time. And then Devin took some questions from everybody. And it was some of the things that you would expect, like what swung it to Ohio State? How hard of a decision was it? What does it mean to be from Columbus and to have this option? What kind of legacy or what kind of message do you think this sends? Like being a kid from Pickerington going to Ohio State. Devin said, quote, I think it'll mean a lot. Leave a legacy behind coming from high school to college, still being at home. I think it'll mean a lot for everybody in the community. I asked him how well he knows Jayshon Tate. He said, I know him pretty well. Talked to him in Peach Jam. He called me up, talked to me about some things. He said he just wanted me to pick the best option for me. It is worth pointing out that Devin is the highest rated Central Ohio recruit to sign or to pick Ohio State since Jayshon Tate. He is the highest rated player from Central Ohio, period, since Jerome Hunter was ranked number 59 in the 2018 class. He went to Pickerington North. Jerome is now at Xavier in his second season after spending 3 years at Indiana. Devin was unranked nationally until May. And at that point, he debuted at number 86 in the 24/7 Sports composite database. And it was just like a climb from there. I mean, he's ranked number 73, according to 24/7. But he's ranked higher in some other places. I was looking on on3.com, has him as the number 26 national recruit. So some places have him a little bit higher than others. But this is a significant get for Ohio State. And we're going to go over this here in a few moments when I go through some of your comments, some of the things that some of you texted to me. Devin had a list of his top 9 schools on July 18th, and then he trimmed it to 3 schools 11 days later, and then very quickly announced that he was making a final decision. So my big question was, what was it about Ohio State? How did this kind of come about? How did this go from you had 9 schools a couple weeks ago to making a commitment today? And really, I mean, the news was starting to, the buzz was building as we got closer and closer to the decision. But I mean, there were a lot of people that were genuinely, as I said, people in the room were gasping. They were surprised. Like, this was a really close to the vest, quiet type of recruitment. In some ways, it reminded me of like Malachi Branham, honestly. Like, a dude from Central, from Central Ohio. He only did play at Akron, but he was a Columbus kid who just didn't really like seek out the attention and steadily had his star kind of climb, and then boom, makes a commitment. So one of the things that I've heard, and I know I've mentioned this here on the podcast, is that as Devin was going through the spring and the summer while playing for All Ohio Red on the Nike EYBL circuit, that Chris Holtmann like didn't miss a game. And I started to talk about that point with Devin and with his mom and with his dad and with Pick Central coach Eric Kruger. And I asked Devin, I said, how much was Holtmann around during AAU basketball this year? And he told me, quote, I don't even remember him not coming to a game. I think maybe one game in the Peach Jam he didn't come, but it was amazing. He came to basically every game, came to every event, even school ball team camps he came. It showed me I'm a priority. I'm a high priority, and they want me and they need me. That showed a lot. Now, that is very interesting to me because it would be very easy to assume that if you're the big time school in the state and you got this kid that's right down the road, you can probably put energy and effort into other kids that you might not have as good of a relationship with, or you might just count on the fact that proximity is going to carry some water for you, and therefore you can spend some of your energies elsewhere. But Ohio State recruited Devin Royal as hard as I think they've recruited anybody since Chris Holtmann got to Ohio State. And that paid off significantly in this case. When I talked to his mom, when I talked to his dad, they all very much echoed that viewpoint. When I asked his mom about, I said, was Chris Holtmann there for it? I've heard that he was basically there. He didn't miss a game. And she said, you're right, he didn't. She said, I have to tell you that the attendance by the head coaches at Peach Jam really, really, really played a deciding factor in who he was going to retain, like on his list. It showed him who was here to support me and who was just handing me an offer. Holtmann's attendance sent a message, and Devin really saw that Holtmann was at every single game. So when I talked to Eric Kruger, his high school coach, he said how when Devin was at Ohio State for Ohio State's team camp in early June, that it did not seem like there was necessarily a clear-cut leader at that point, and that he still seemed very much open to just about everything. Even at that point in the calendar, he was talking about how he wanted to make a decision before his senior season. He hadn't put out any sort of list. He hadn't really eliminated anybody from the conversation. And while Ohio State was definitely in the mix, like there was nobody that said Ohio State is the front runner at this point. When I talked to Kruger, he said at team camp, at that time, honestly, it was still kind of up in the air. There were a lot of great schools. What changed, though, this is what Eric told me. He said, my observation, at least, talking to him after that Ohio State official visit, they had a lot of momentum after that, and I felt like he started getting pretty comfortable. So that official visit came right at the end of June, and that led into Devin was really focused on helping All Ohio Red qualify for the Peach Jam. And once they got to Peach Jam, that's when things started to shift. And then Devin started talking about, like, he could tell that in his gut he knew what he wanted to do. He told me, quote, I'd probably say I knew in the middle of Peach Jam. I feel like I was watching the coaches who showed up, showed the most love, and I had a gut feeling that this was the right place for me to come. I took the opportunity after Peach Jam, made the top three, and then figured out how I was going to do the commitment thingy, and I did that. So once he got home from Peach Jam, he said, I probably knew when I got home. I was like, it's a lot of stress. I think I already know where I want to go. There's no reason to waste time. I might as well get it over with. As his mom said, quote, it went really fast. He went from 9 at Peach Jam to 3 a week later, and just from there. It went fast. Now, his dad said that was the result of the effort and time put in by the coaching staff. He said Diebler did a great job. He was the main focal point of his recruitment, and he was consistent. He stayed in contact with not only Devin, his brother, his mom, me. So it was a constant connection to where over time they was able to build that relationship that they have now for him to make the decision that he did. So the class is now number 5 nationally in the rankings, and it still could climb. And it still could climb here in very short order. 4-star, depending on whose recruiting rankings you look at, Scotty Middleton, 4-star/5-star forward from Wichita's Sunrise Christian Academy, is going to choose a school on Saturday between Ohio State, UConn, and Seton Hall. I believe that decision will be at about 4 p.m. Eastern. I think also an Instagram Live type of deal. Middleton is number 34 in the 24/7 rankings, but ESPN has him at number 18 nationally, and ESPN has him as a 5-star player. So a couple of other things that we talked about. It was a packed room. It got pretty warm in there pretty quickly. And, you know, we all kind of tried to get in and get out and not hold him up too much. I mean, he had a lot of friends there, and they were, I'm not sure what they were doing afterward, but like, it wasn't an indefinite amount of time. But when I talked to Devin one-on-one after his commitment, I asked him, I said, like, what was the first time you've been to Ohio State's campus? And he said, just to walk any place, I don't know, probably 9 or 10 for a game. It was probably a spring game, and I was 11 or 10. I said, do you remember your first hoops game? He said, I don't even know. Probably when I was a kid or something like that for sure. I asked him a little bit more about Jayshon Tate. He said he talked to me. He said, do the best that fits you. He thinks I won't be there for long. He thinks I'll go pro soon if I do my thing. He said, do the best fit for you. In his press conference, Devin talked about Ohio State alumni reaching out to him. And I said, who did you talk to? What sort of players maybe made impression on you? And he said, a lot of guys. Sully, all them guys, all them old heads talked to me at the Kingdom League, the Brick League. They've been talking to me for a while now. Devin's father told me that he said, I was impressed the way he handled it. He never got the big head in the whole process. He always stayed humble and all the coaches loved him. Obviously, Coach Holtman did the most to get him where he's at right now. I just tried to help him understand the process. I let him know the steps to take, how much relief it'll be when this day came and make a decision. I said, did you see it weighing on him? And he said, yeah, a little bit, the stress, because it's constant. He said, for me, getting as many phone calls as I was getting, I couldn't imagine how many calls he was getting on a daily basis. I know that was something that was weighing on him. He loved the process. He loved the recruiting. At the same time, I think he was ready to get it over with. That's why it sort of went quick from the 9 to the 3 to this is the decision. His mom pointed out, she said, I was the parent that handled the majority of the phone calls. So at times it was overwhelming. I thought it was overwhelming for me, but he handled it so well. He didn't act overwhelmed. He didn't act frustrated. He answered every coach's phone call, every coach's text. I think he got to the point, though, where he just had a gut feeling of what he wanted and just came and said, he's ready. She said it went fast. And when I talked to Eric Kruger about it, he said it's been a lot of stress for them, this process overall. I thought he handled it well. I knew it was a positive step when he started getting his list of schools down. His whole vibe really changed after his official at Ohio State. I kind of had a feeling then. He said, he can continue to get better basketball-wise, have a great senior season. I think he's got a great chance to be Mr. Basketball. I think he's the best player in Ohio. He said, I'm really excited he made that decision on his own to go to Ohio State. He said, it's great for our program, too. I can call Coach Holtman and Coach Diebler like we did back in the day with Jayshon Tate, go see a game, keep that connection. And the last thing from the press conference was that when I asked Eric, I said, the point that I made earlier, that Ohio State could have kind of slow played this, or they could have said, you know, we're spending our energies elsewhere. How did you see that play out? Like how aggressively did you see them recruit him when they could have maybe not recruited quite as hard? He said they recruited their tail off. Coach Diebler obviously has been really been on it. Coach Holtman as well. Their whole staff, Coach Owens, their entire staff has been pressing hard for a long time on him. I think he's going to do great there. Then he got down to a smaller group of schools. I think deep down in his heart, he knew what he wanted to do. I told him, trust your gut and be confident. Once he made that decision in his head, he was ready to do it. He said, I know he's excited to move forward now. So yeah, it was an exciting day. It was fun. He said that, you know, he'll be reunited with George Washington III, their AAU teammates. He said, it's great having a relationship already on campus when I get there. I've got family close by, friends close by. It'll be fun for sure. He was asked about Dalen Swain and will he recruit him to join him at Ohio State. Dalen is expected to announce, I think, a top 5 here on Friday. And he said, I talked to him a little bit. It's his decision, whatever's best for him. But I might talk to him for a little bit. I don't know. Assuming that Scotty Middleton commits on Saturday, I think Ohio State would take all 3. You have to assume there will be some attrition. Like right now, they have room for one more, and that would put them at the maximum for next season. As we've learned, the odds of keeping everybody intact for a full year or from 1 year to the next are slim. Not that it can't be done. But if Ohio State were to go to 5 in this recruiting class, someone would have to leave that is unexpected at this point. So that's a whole other issue to deal with later. So that's to say, I think that they would take all 3 if all 3 wanted to commit. And I think they're all different enough. But we'll see if Dalen is announcing a top 5 on Friday and if Scotty Middleton commits on Saturday. I have a hard time imagining that all 3 of them would end up at Ohio State. So that kind of leads me in now to the text questions, because I did, like I said, I did open this up and just asked for some thoughts to hear what some of you were thinking about this. I got a message here from Jim B, who said, I think it's a great thing Holtmann's building a program that not only keeps the top players in Ohio, but gets them to OSU instead of some of the other in-state schools. Very good player and will have an immediate impact. Stuart S. said, OSU desperately needed a local superstar to stay home. After other high-profile misses, Trey Burke, Karis LeVert, et cetera, we needed this. Sends a loud message to local kids and our Big Ten competition who have been rating Central Ohio talent. Dave H. said this is a marker for Holtmann and the OSU basketball program. A message to Ohio's top talent and to the Big Ten that OSU is to be reckoned with. This is a common theme I'm already picking up on going through some of these messages. And I do think that it merits so just a little bit more talk here because I agree with that. I think that had Ohio State lost this recruiting battle and Devin Royal went to Michigan State, it's very easy for me to envision a scenario where Royal just comes back and kicks Ohio State's butt for 3 years or 4 years or however long he's in college. He seems to be that kind of player. Everywhere that he's gone, he's produced. Like EYBL, he finds a way to produce. Top 100 camp, way to produce. Pangos All-American camp, finds a way to produce. High school team, finds a way to produce. Like at every step along the way, he's just one of those guys that when you look at him, he finds a way. And I think that is going to translate to Ohio State. I think he's a guy that is going to be a significant player and a significant multi-year player. And losing him would not only hurt you on the court, but there's certainly a perception battle there too. And had Ohio State lost out on Devin Royal to Michigan State, I think that that would have had some negative repercussions, I think, as far as where things might be headed, where the recruiting efforts are paying off or not paying off. And I think instead this turns into one of the biggest recruiting wins. I mean, I'm like, if Malachi Branham hadn't come to Ohio State, I still think it was like Alabama, maybe Louisville. You weren't losing him to a Big Ten school. But like to lose a player like this to Michigan State would have been a really tough PR blow. There's no doubt about that. And I think instead now you've got Ohio State with the number 5 recruiting class in the country at the moment, coming off a year where it was top 10 in the country and number 1 in the Big Ten. You're starting to stack some things here. And I'm interested to see how this class finishes out. And then maybe we start thinking about what these classes look like together. We're obviously not there yet, but question from Jason C. Adam, from your perspective, what 3 words best describe the state of the program? From my perspective on the outside looking in, I would say culture, momentum, and confidence. Holtmann and company seem to have a lot of positive momentum on the recruiting trail, and I love the teams he assembles. They sometimes overperform, lately have underperformed, but I think culture will help carry him through the highs and lows. I love his long-term perspective and hope he stays coach for a long time. So 3 words that describe the state of the program. I think I would say hungry. I do think culture. And right now, I would say positive, because I do think there is a real sense right now that this 2022 class stacking with the 2023 class, that there are some really high level stuff on the very near horizon. Now, I don't know what this season is going to look like, and I think hopefully we'll start to get maybe just a little bit of a feel for that in these next couple of days in the Bahamas. But I think you can really start to see and say things like Ohio State should be pretty good this year and like could be elite next year. I think that might be where this is starting to set up. So culture, momentum, and confidence, I think those are fair as well. That was a really, really good question. Question from Shainerbaum. Just by following on Twitter, it became apparent in the late spring, early summer that Holtmann had to land Royal. I know the current class that's just arriving was rated highly, but it's such a turnover and stability going forward must come from getting local talent that ends up performing well. And Royal seems to have enough dog in him to really take over the team at some point. Yeah, I think that's fair. And I think one of the things that's not really being talked about or thought about right now, but they need that this 2022 class not only to produce, but to stick around. And I have no reason to believe that they won't. But it's really important to think of like Bruce Thornton, Felix Okpara, Roddy Gale, Bryce Sensabaugh as sophomores playing with Devin Royal as a freshman and Austin Parks is a freshman and George Washington is a freshman, and then sprinkling, you know, like Zed Key is a senior. Like there's that it will be imperative to keep the core around for next season to then build on it with this recruiting class. And yeah, I like that. Royal has enough dog in him to really take over the team at some point. I think you're 100% right. I think that's a good way to put it. From Donald L., this Holtman connection to the Ohio coaches speaks volumes. Thad never appeared to appreciate the quality of athlete generated in Ohio, particularly generated by the competition level in the Central District. Michigan State found a home early on. This connection should also pay dividends in the future. It has been interesting, too, because Ohio has not had the high-level talent that it had for a really good stretch during the Thad era. And that's forced Ohio State to be more nimble on the recruiting trail. And, like, I mean, you look at this year's recruiting class, this year's freshman, and the only Ohio one is Bowen Hardman. And I don't expect him to play much of a role this season, just given numbers. So when there's a player like this that is in the backyard, that has really played himself onto the national radar, yeah, I think he was as important of a recruit for Ohio State to land as perhaps they've had since Holtman got to Ohio State. I mean, it's certainly, you know, landing EJ Liddell was huge. Landing Malachi Branham was huge. You know, turning Dwayne Washington from a three-star kid into an NBA player was huge. You know, DJ Carton was a big deal until he had to leave the program. I think this is as big, this is as big of a recruiting win as Ohio State has had, honestly, in several years. And some of that is proximity and is the fact that this was a big time player from Ohio that Ohio State recruited like crazy to get to stay. And I'm going to wrap this up here in the next few minutes here because it's starting to get late. Chris G, I think Coach had to get this one. Hopefully it will lead to at least one more. Phil J, good news for OSU. I'm glad OSU is recruiting and getting Ohio players. Eric E, an absolute critical get for the program. Can't miss on the top shelf talent in your backyard. These types of recruits, and whether you get them or not, says a lot about the state of your program, in my opinion. Great job by Coach Holtman and staff. Recruiting continues to trend up. Yeah, I mean, I think that about sums it up right there. So that I think that's probably a good place to maybe end this one before I ramble on too much longer and stay up too late because it is an early wake up in the morning. I do want to encourage you. I'm going to be pushing out as much stuff as I can on different platforms in the next couple of days, whether that's Instagram, hoops_and_scoops. Obviously, Twitter, at Adam Girardi on Twitter, dispatch.com, BuckeyeExtra.com. I'm even going to experiment a little bit on our Dispatch TikTok page, so you can look for some of that stuff. I'm kind of going into this trip with a little bit of an open mind. I have some ideas on how this is going to play out. Obviously, they're going to play two games. But there's going to be a lot more for me to see and to experience about this team while we're there. So the best thing that I will say is just make sure you're tuned in. Make sure you're following on Twitter and checking dispatch.com. I'll also be, I would imagine, podcasting a couple of times. They might be shorter episodes, maybe like daily type of recaps based on how the days unfold. So basically just stay tuned and click and download and subscribe and all of those things. And I will do my best to make you feel as connected to the team while it's in the Bahamas as I possibly can. So thank you as always for listening. Thanks to Patrick Flaherty, the Podfather, again, for putting this all together. As always, you can send along your questions, your comments, your love notes, your hate mail, and otherwise constructive criticism to me at Adam Girardi on Twitter or agirardi@dispatch.com. I will be back with you by the end of the week, I would assume. And most likely on Saturday, we'll see how that goes for Ohio State. But until I come back, until we speak again, thanks for listening.
Be sure and subscribe to the Buckeye Extra podcast in the iTunes Store, the Google Play Store, or on Stitcher.